world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I feel like I live in a vortex. I'm not kidding you. I feel like I live in a vortex. I'm not complaining. But I said to my wife this morning, I said, is this Friday? And she, of course, she just looked across at me, gives me that yang look, you know, like she thinks I'm losing my mind. I'm not losing my mind. My mind's full of so much stuff that's going on and so many balls in the air. And just trying to juggle them all and give the time that's appropriate to all of them. And a lot of really, really good stuff. Folks, we are right now. We are at the, in your lifetime, if you're looking at me right now, in your lifetime, this is the most critical moment we have ever lived. Those of us who are alive right now, anybody want to disagree with that? When you talk about the spiritual war, maybe at some other time, maybe, you know, for me to say that in my lifetime, it's never been anything like we've seen right now. Where the government is obviously, the media is obviously against one team, obviously against. Remember when they used to be unbiased? The media used to be unbiased. Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Amen. Walter Cronkite sat behind that every night, and that's the way it is. And here we thought he was on our team, only to find out he really wasn't on our team. But he wasn't as obvious with it. It wouldn't be like you could turn on MSLSD and get Democrat radio or television all day long. Turn on CNN and get Democrat communist television all day long. Turn on Fox News and get fake conservatism all day. It wasn't like that. They at least had a form of, they hid their biases.
Amen.
They were as crooked as always. They always were crooked. Evil men have crept in unaware and they changed the truth of God into a lie and they worship and serve the creature more than the creator. We have a whole generation of Americans who have been brainwashed. And wasn't that one of the goals that they read in communist goals? To get control of the media? Wasn't that what they did? And have they done that? Huh? I sit around and I haven't turned on Fox News and I don't know how long. Has there ever been a more powerless weapon of the right than Fox News? They're just mush. They're just mush to make you think that they're fighting for us, and they're not fighting. Why? Because they're all part of the same conglomerate.
That's Amen.
That's what we're doing. And the sooner we come to that realization, then your life's going to start making a little bit more sense. And all you have to do is look around at some of the people that you dearly love and how stupid they have become. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so how do you deal with it? To talk to some of my friends who are voting Democrat. Look, I ain't a Republican. I think the Republicans are a mess. The Republicans are representing Christianity. Oh boy, I want to swear so bad. Are you kidding me? The Republicans are representing Christianity? Huh? Lindsey Graham representing Christianity? Fox News, that's the best weapon we have? No, it's all facade. Why? Because they are of their father, the devil. And the sooner you realize you are either the son of God or a child of the devil, there ain't no demilitarized zone, baby. You got to serve somebody. And because the church has gone so lukewarm, those of us in the church can't even recognize false Christians. Somebody say amen. Now, I'm not talking about salvation, because that's an entirely different issue. Can you be saved and lost? Ugh. Can you be saved and act lost? I don't know. I'm not going to get on here and argue who's saved and who's not saved. But I know from my perspective, the Holy Spirit guides me into all truth. And I got a beeper in my head that goes beep, beep, beep every time I hear a lie. Huh? I sniff them out like an old beagle hound dog. That's a lie. Beep, beep, beep. And the average person going to church has zero discernment. Hey, Ray, give me an amen. Somebody out there, let me know that I at least got one friend out there.
Amen.
No amen.
In the church. Amen. No discernment. They still don't understand it. They still don't get the game that's going on. Okay, I got that out of me. Hey, Ray, real quick. Who's that? I didn't even look somewhere. Spencer, is it you, Spence? Spence, pull up. I didn't even share this clip. Spencer made a clip for me yesterday that I would ask all of you to share. All right? We're going to put it in the chat. And what it is it's about 20 minutes of how I broke down the other day, the pro-life debate, yada, yada, yada. I would ask you, copy and share this with your friends and tell them, please watch it. Please watch it. Because, friends, I'm telling you, the average Christian cannot defend most of the faith. They can't.
That was really good. I sent it out to 14 people this morning, Coach.
Good.
Excellent.
That's being Johnny Appleseed, isn't it? So we'll put it in. Hey, Spence, just play about 2 minutes of it so they'll know what it is we're talking about. This is just a clip where I explain, well, good, just play. A brief overview of yesterday when I went to Thomas Worthington High School. Two classes, seniors, probably.
Okay, you can stop.
That's what it is, all right? It's a shortened version of the show we did on this. And I'm telling you, this is very, very effective. I ask you, please, share it. Now, will you? You know what I know? I'm going to look at this. Spencer, since you put it up, how many views have there been, Spencer? Only 47 people. Hell, there's 100 people in here now. Only 47 of you have looked at it. Share it. Share it. We have got to share it. We have got to infiltrate the American church. Re-infiltrate the American church. Yeah, Gary, give it to your nieces and your nephews and your pastor, give it to your pastor, huh? Tell him, make him promise that he will watch it.
Boom.
Not because it glorifies me. It's just good. Put it on Facebook, Twitter, Twatter, Twitter, Twimmer, Twober. Just share it. Man, look, I got to jump in. I got to go because I got some great guests. We're going to feature a series of different things here today. And I want to get into it. We got a lot going on, man. And that's one of the things that makes me so proud is here at Coach Dave Live, whatever this thing is that we have every morning, man, we are awakening some ghosts and we got some doers that are doing unbelievable stuff. I want to get Randy and I don't even know if Randy flew to Tennessee. He and a couple buddies and did some stuff down there in Tennessee and flew home. He may not even be up yet this morning. Well, we're gonna jump into it. We're gonna jump into it here. Okay. I want to start first of all. Well, is that where I want? Hang on, Kim. I'll get you in here. I want to cover Gary Pierce. Come on in here, Gary Pierce. Hang on a second. Spencer, pull up that picture. Pull up the picture of the what's it say? Trucking camper. And Spencer has more pictures that we could probably get. I want you to know, friends. This, see that, first of all, that's me, and then that's Cowboy Dave, Jeff Klein, and Mike Blake. See that truck behind that? Pass Assault Ministries has been able to secure that truck, and we've put it in the hands of Cowboy Dave, who's on the ground in Swannanoa, who is going to go to, he was down there for a month. He came home. He lives up here in the Newark area, and he's going to go back down there and live down there at least to the first of the year. And we were able to secure, thanks to Jeff Klein, we were able to secure this box truck where he can lock his stuff up. But even better than that, now we have a truck that we can run back and forth with and take more stuff down. We don't have to go rent a Ryder truck over and over and over. We now have this truck. And I want to thanks Jeff Klein for making that available for us to be able to get it. By the way, you guys paid for it. It's part of the donations. And then look at this. I've had this sitting on our property for I don't know how long. And I'm up there, we're doing the truck thing. And I think, oh my God, Dave's sleeping in a tent. And I got this sitting at my house. So we drove this up yesterday to Jeff Klein at his car lot. And they're getting this thing all spiffed up and ready to go. And we're driving down maybe this weekend. If it's ready to go, I'm driving this thing down so Dave doesn't have to sleep in a friggin' tent down there for 30 days. So, friends, these are all as a result of y'all. Now, this up here, Craig Mickle was instrumental in me getting that vehicle. We paid for that. I don't think I was totally donated, but it doesn't matter. But I feel so good inside because Cowboy Dave's going to be living in that thing for a month or 6 weeks or whatever it is, not sleeping in some tent. So I want you to know that we're doing everything we can to make great use of the funds that you give us. And can I tell you the truth? We need more. This thing is going to be ongoing. Now, Gary, I called you in twice. Hang on, Gary, then Kim. So get ready, Kim. Gary has been working really, really hard. We are going to go down there again. We're going to put boots on the ground. Some of you maybe get to sleep in that cabin, in that camper. Gary, what do we have going on here real quick? Tell us a story, but not your life story. Come on in.
Okay. We have been, we're joining hands with Baptists on a Mission. They're in.
Gary, let me stop you a second. Just a second. We are funding. Are you looking at me? I handed Dave, Cowboy Dave, a check for $5,000 when I put him in the truck to send you down. Your money going directly to somebody doing something on the ground. Okay. But Cowboy Dave is not in a position where we can all go down there because there's no place to stay. So Gary's been working behind the scenes to find a place where we can go and stay and shower and eat, and he's found that spot. Sorry, Gary, I just want to make that clarification because people would say, well, why don't you just go down with Cowboy Dave? Because he's been sleeping in a freaking tent because there isn't any place to stay. Go ahead.
Okay. So we are going to Weaverville, North Carolina, and we will be staying in a church. We will be fed meals, and the time period is November 11th through the 22nd is the 2-week period that they've given us right now to come down with all our volunteers. What I need from you is, and I sent out an email to all those people who have volunteered to date. So if you want to volunteer, you have to let Coach know. He will let me know. I'll send out this email with information. What I need from the ones who volunteered is what dates that all your people, if you're
Gary,
bringing
what
others.
What are the dates we're going down, Gary? Let's say that.
November 11th through the
22nd. That's Veterans Day, November 11th.
That's basically Monday through the following, you know, week and a half of in Friday. But, you know, we'll be there all weekend. And some people can come early. Some people can leave later. You can come and go as you please. Okay. But they need to know names and the dates that your best guess of arrival and departure so they can plan.
And yes, folks,
bring in meals.
You are needed down there. Yes. Volunteers are needed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I put in this memo, you know, don't deliver anything to Weaverville. That's a little misleading because there are dozens of places, hundreds of places that are receiving donations. Just like Coach said, that truck. It's just that this particular location where we are going to be staying and working from, they're full of donations. But
okay, Gary, let me explain this too. The camper that's on the, I've had this camper for a while. We bought it, combination buying it, whatever. This was not part of the donations. I just want you to understand that we're not running around buying a bunch of vehicles. Okay, we're just putting this into the game for Dave. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, so basically, I mean that's it in a nutshell. Just you know, we have Clay down there, Steve and Betty. Now, it would be great if they could, they know they're on the ground and they know more particularly what the needs are of people. So if they could get, text me a list, email me a list of what they're seeing, of what the needs are, then Coach, maybe we can somehow post that and people could somehow donate or purchase or somehow get that so we can get it in that truck and get them down there.
Okay, Gary, I hear people saying enough already. I don't want to go. I want to hear about something. So there's the idea. Okay, folks, so Veterans Day starting November 11th after the election for the next 2 weeks, at least we want to have people boots on the ground. You can come and go however you want to. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for all you're doing. Gary's been working applaud for Gary. He's been working behind the scenes harder than you guys even know that he's been doing. We appreciate it. I see Ray's got his hand up. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, just real quick, Gary. What are you looking for? Laborers, somebody that can wield a chainsaw, or somebody that just sit in the church and make the cookies?
Yes.
So a couple of things that they need is that we will be doing clearing. So chainsaws, definitely. If you know, heavy equipment, if you've got something that has a grapple, because they're moving wood away from property and clearing. So we'll be doing a lot of that.
We need cooks. Yes, we need people. Yes, we need all that stuff. Women can come and cook the food. And yes, there's all kinds of effort things for people to do. So
it's a lot of information is in that email I sent out and the attachments. Please look at that. And that'll answer a lot of your questions.
Hey, Gary, 90% of our audience doesn't want to hear anything about it. They want us to move on. So we're going to move on. We're going to know what to do here. So let me jump in here. Kim Bouvier. I met Jack, and she shows up at my house with a big camper and truck, and I didn't really know what I was in for. But she, like, I'm going to feature folks about three or four different ministries here this morning. And Kim is, hang on there a second. Throw up her website there, Mr. Producer. And it is the Conservative Mama Bear. Conservative Mama Bear. Throw that up there. And Kim and her Down syndrome daughter, Samantha, showed up at our house. And they're on a quest to save the Republic. So, Kim, floor is yours. Tell us what the heck you're all about, what's going on.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Coach Dave. Basically, the Lord told me to get my camper ready to roll because one person can make a difference. And he told me it needed to be boots on the ground, face-to-face contact, not through social media, and go out and to minister to all those that are hurting, because we have a lot of hurting people right now, a lot of people that feel like they've lost their children to the indoctrination, a lot of people that are suffering from the economy and all the other things that are going on. And then we are to disseminate information and educate people on what's going on, because many people don't even still know what's going on, why we are, what is the root of the problem that's happening in our country. And so I got hooked up with Camp Constitution several years ago. And I have presented there, and that's how I met Jack, and then now Dave. And while we were there in New Hampshire, we met somebody else that's tuned in this morning, who is a house rep in New Hampshire, Claudette, right? Hi, Claudette.
Claudine,
I'm sorry, Claudine.
That's right.
Claudine Burnham, yeah. Yep. And so she saw us out traveling, and then we have... another organization that we highly promote is Public School Exit, because I believe at the foundation of this is we got to get the kids out of the public schools. That's where the indoctrination is happening. And if we want to save our republic, then we've got to educate the children on the Constitution, and we need to have them Christian. We need to return to our godly heritage. That's the message that the Lord keeps telling me over and over. Return to the Ancient of Days and return to the Ancient of Ways. And folks, the only way we're going to stop the indoctrination is by getting them out of the public schools.
Kim does not have a home. She does. It's a camper. It's a huge camper and a truck that she pulls, but she's all in. She and Samantha are all in on this.
We really are. We've sacrificed everything for this. And I have sacrificed everything to keep her out of the schools, because the system would just as soon me have her in school and me go to work for maybe $15 an hour while they pay somebody else $30 an hour to care for my kid. Yeah. And that's just not right. So, and then the other organization that I do a lot of advocating to promote and let people know is the Frontline Ministries Exodus Mandate, E. Ray Moore. He's also associated with the Public School Exit. He's on the board. And these people have been doing this for years. We are not just bandwagon jumpers. We have been advocating for homeschool. Ray's had his ministry for 30 years. Duran Reese, who developed Public School Exit, has Salt and Light Ministries. And people like Alex Newman is on the board. He wrote a book called Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. And I highly recommend you take a look at that book. It outlays the history of how this all got started. And it didn't just get started. It started back in the 1820s with a gentleman named Horace Mann out of Massachusetts who got involved in politics and then through the public schools was able to start this whole nonsense of separation of school and state. And basically, when you remove God from school, you can't remove God without replacing it with something else. And then in comes like secular humanism. And so they've been indoctrinating our children for years and years and years. And as Sam Sorbo said, we also have to unindoctrinate ourselves to all the things that we've been indoctrinated to. And lastly, I just want to say, and this is really important, we've also got to stop the mass poisoning, the genocide, because they've been mass poisoning us for years. And I used to work in the home healthcare industry, and that's really back in the late 80s and early 90s. This is not something new either. I saw the writing on the wall then. I knew exactly what was up with the pharmaceutical companies and how they operated with the doctors and getting everybody on their drugs. And that's why I did not vaccinate my daughter, and she's 19. And so we've got to stop all that too. So really, the Lord really got me educated and well-rounded to go out and do such a mission for such a time as this. So, and then we also minister and pray over people and spread the gospel and disciple. So we're trying to do everything. And I call
folks, I'm going to ask you right now. Well, not right now. She needs support. She needs support. She doesn't have a job. She lives off the generosity of other people. We're doing what we can to help her, but you can go to her website and it says, give a gift, give a gift.
And Dave, I also have it outlined on there under my give page, why it's important to give and why it's important to start getting single moms like myself off of government welfare.
Amen. Wow.
It is oppression. And it is the most demoralizing thing that people don't really realize that what the government does, they suck you dry when you're in there. And they make you get rid of every asset you own, you know, pretty much. And it's not good for the children to live in government subsidized housing. It's really a sad, sad way to go. So he told me to wexit, welfare exit, and lead the charge to get people away from welfare. And that's what I see as the future. If we continue to see this tectonic plate shift with our government, is to get rid of that welfare system that started Amen. Back.
The conservativemamabear.com. The conservativemamabear.com. Anybody a question or anything for Kim before we move on here? The conservativemamabear.com. Is it .com?
It's .mom or .com.
Okay, either one will get
you. .mom, great. So we are also looking for people that will host us on their property across the country so that enables us to keep, you know, from spending extra dollars because they charge so much now to stay in these resorts or, you know, campgrounds. Amen. So if you have a piece of property like you do, Coach Dave, we are fully equipped. We don't even have to be plugged in. We have everything we need. I have the generator, you name it. So, the Lord provides those things.
Hey, Kim, what it would cost you at the average campsite if you were to pull in?
Oh, at least around $100 now.
$100 a night.
I mean, there are a few places still that might only charge $45 to $65 a night. But by and large, I've been seeing $100 a night. And you have to make sure when you're traveling like I am that you're safe, too. You know, some people stay on these remote pieces of free national property where you don't have to pay anything. There's a name for it, and I forget. But, you know, I've got to make sure we're safe. And I feel safer when we're staying on a place like yours, Coach Dave. And plus, this grows our network. We are trying to knit networks together. That's what the Lord told me right around the 4th of July. He said, you know, Betsy Ross sewed flags for the cause. You are knitting networks together. You're disseminating information and bringing people together in a way that not everybody can, because my daughter's the face of the vulnerable and I'm the voice. And when people see her, it's quite powerful.
Amen. So folks, you can book her at your church. Good. Oh,
must that's be the other services. Thing. Yes. And people are really generous when we show up at churches. But you know, it's really tough to get into churches because a lot of them don't want to hear it. But I think there are still some that will, and we're happy to speak wherever we can get a venue, and we can do outdoor venues. Cause let me tell you, I have a very loud voice. We do not have to do strictly an indoor venue.
Amen.
And I'm happy to travel down to the southwestern part of the country this winter in order to stay in a warm environment.
The conservativemamabear.com, the conservativemamabear.com. Right, Jack? We have to form coalitions, forming coalitions. So that's why I'm trying to show this morning exactly some coalitions. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for all you do. I'm going to pull Craig Mickle in here real quickly, or slowly, however Craig can get in here. I want Craig, again, folks, these are all ministries that we support that have grown out of this, whatever it is we call this thing that we have. And Craig has launched the ministry Saving God's Children. Some of you say, hey, Coach, I know all about that. Well, some people don't know all about that. So, Craig, come on in here a little bit and talk to us a little bit about what you're doing. I know I saw him in the huddle there. I'll give him a minute. Anybody want to come in here?
There you go. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I didn't have myself unmuted. But maybe Spencer could pull savinggodschildren.com up. So, Coach, we started this website just this year. But the inroads that we have made, I mean, we're in basically the 11th month here. We have really been blessed by the Lord to open up the doors to really be a platform for the church, or for anybody that wants to get involved in human trafficking. Because here's what I noticed, right?
Well, Craig, we don't want anybody to get involved in human trafficking. We want to get them.
Get involved in exposing human trafficking.
There you go.
Thank you. It's early in the morning. I wasn't quite expecting this. So, but anyways, the thing is we've gotten this platform that you can use in your own local community. You can take this to your pastor or anybody, and you can say, wow, I can maybe use some of these things that are posted here. So one of the things is, you know, in our homepage, we have, you know, what does a survivor look like? A lot of these women are sold by their family. Then we have in here, different things. I just did my first podcast, Satanic Ritual Abuse with Cindy Metcalf, in the church, that there's actually people in the church, Luciferians, doing child, sexuality in our church. And so what at the top we have all these tabs up here, and you're like, here's what I found in this whole thing. Most people are ignorant, because they really don't understand the depth of the problem. And then the second thing is they ignore, because they don't want to. They just don't want to deal in this because it makes them mad. But here, if it's okay. You can get mad because you can use this platform to move forward and do something in your local community. So you have an awareness and training, which will get you through from Vets from Child Rescue, you know, how bad is a problem, Contraland. So you can watch that. It's a 1-hour documentary. Then we have a spiritual warfare. Maybe you could click on that, Spencer. What is spiritual warfare? Well, we've been doing that for the last, it's up there on the top tab, spiritual warfare. Our friend Steve Hemphill, he's put on his free 6 course. It's about 4 hours of your time. How do you pray for demons?
Well worth it, folks.
You know, and so you can go right through that. So you can bone up on what your spiritual warfare things are. We're putting more into that area. Now, the getting involved part, click on that. You can see what not only I'm doing, but others are doing. Spencer, if you hit the getting involved tab there, you can follow my journey, because what I do is I document what we do, and you can see. We've sent our trailer down to the Carolinas. Now we got Esther, our micro mini cow, for a time such as this. We take her out. We have out there in your area, Dave, and Dayton, there's a great organization out there. They're making micro homes for victims of human trafficking that they can live in. They're buying 10 of them. You know, the churches are doing this so that they have someplace, like you're get sending a camper down for a roof over your head. We got our trailer over here. There's JC Automotive right there in Smithsburg. It's called Hans Automotive. He let me take my big sign, my 8x20 sign. He put it out in front of his repair gas station there in Smithsburg for 2 weeks, right? And you know what he said when I said, how did it go? I said, I really appreciate it. He goes, you know what, Craig? You would not believe the number of people that stop by and ask me what that sign means. So, you know, here we got our little JC, right? He's a Christian man here in Smithsburg. You can see the big sign down there next to Texas Roadhouse. So anyways, I document my journey here and all the places that I've been, and there's usually a little video attached to it. But the real big thing that I really want people to get a hold of here, so you can see I'm getting ready to go to a meeting at 9 o'clock, a collaborative of human trafficking here. And this weekend, Saturday, we're going to have, I have the two police officers that deal with sex trafficking in Washington County. They're going to be there this Saturday. We're going to be there with Esther, the micro cow. You know, she's born for a cow, such a time as this. I'm going to be making a presentation. I'm with CASA about children, you know, and all that. So I've made all these connections in the local community. Oh, here's what's really exciting here, Coach. I went last week to Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That will be right up your home, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at these guys have hundreds of young children in Washington County. And I'm going to Frederick County, my next door neighbor, and I'm going to be bringing my trailer over there. And I'm going to be talking to them because there's a guy that created a website called Untrafficked and helps like 200 to 300 people come out of human trafficking every year. And he lives there in Frederick County. So I'm doing, like, God's opening the door. The last thing,
Craig,
I want to
do. So, Craig, let me interrupt you here a second. So 2 years ago, you were sitting around with your thumb up your hind end, not doing anything, looking around, the world's falling apart, and you ain't got nothing to do. And you tuned in here at Coach Dave Live, and that vision came alive in your heart, and you picked the ball up and you ran with it, didn't you, brother?
Sometimes you just need someone to encourage you and say, you can do it, you know, and we do that at this show. We do encourage people to get involved, right? Not to be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, right?
That's right.
Last thing I just want to do, because this is really important, because you can share this with your children that have children. It's called Parents Toolbox. Can you pull that up, Spencer? Okay. You need
man, the good stuff on this website, man.
You need the arrows to fight against this. You need to educate yourself. You know, Coach, I just got the statistic yesterday. From 2008 to 2019, can you stop there for a second, Spencer? Sex trafficking quadrupled from 2008. Now, I'll give anybody $25. What changed in 2008 that made sex trafficking quadruple in that 10 period of time? Anybody got an idea what happened in 2000 besides Obama?
That's what I was going to say.
Can you say iPhone? Can you say that? Look, in this period of time, okay, now you got all this pornography, you got all this access right on your phone. Okay, before it was just a flip phone and you could text somebody, right? Okay, so what we did here is we really put in a lot of connections in here to smart tips for electronic devices. But what I would really encourage you to do is the best parent controls in 2024. Maybe you can click on that, Spencer, wherever, either one doesn't matter. It takes you to apps that you can buy for your children. It tells you what they are, and it goes through all the things that they block your children from watching on all their electronic devices. These assets are sitting there waiting for you to use, okay? And you probably don't even know it, okay? No,
Craig, I got to tell you, I didn't know all this stuff, so this is amazing.
Right. Yeah. So then if you go down in here, you can go down here to, okay, public safety. Let's just say you want to have a discussion with your children about setting physical boundaries. Click on physical boundaries, Spencer, because this is an important topic. I'm sure we've done that before. Did you know that 1/3 of the sexual offenses against children are committed against other minors? Probably not, right? So look at this information, take it in, use it. It prints to your home computer, just like mail has. You know, if we do an action with mail, click and print, you can print this off, you can hand this out in your office, in your church, whatever organization you want to do. All these little buttons will take you to a website or take you to print something off in your printer.
Okay, so it's time for all of you out there to be Johnny Appleseed. You say, what? Yeah, you got to share this stuff with with people. They don't know this is, they have no idea what's going on. There's right. a lot of great stuff going on outside the church. Chad Estes would say that we pick up where the church left off. And here is this. How long has this vision been percolating inside of Craig Mickle, and he had no place to plug it in? And he found a place to plug it in. Craig, this is unbelievable. SavingGodsChildren.com. It's unbelievable, Craig.
We're probably one of the most unique sites about getting information right to you. And two, this is what makes this. There is no child sex, anti-child sex trafficking website, human traffic, that has spiritual warfare in it.
No.
I've looked for it, and there's none. This is to plug the church in.
Amen. Hey, Craig, what kind of country doesn't protect its children? Huh? Unbelievable. God bless you, man. Thanks, Craig. And so put Craig's link in there as well for me. Excuse me. Excuse me a second. Let me get a couple of people, and then I'm going to bring in Cowboy Dave. Tina, come on in, Tina. Got to unmute, Tina. Jack's unmuted. Go ahead, Jack.
Always be a billboard. Always, always be a billboard. Wear a hat. Wear a shirt. Get a Natural Family shirt. Get a Coach Dave hat. Get a conservative Mama Bear t-shirt. Always be a billboard. Show
Amen,
up.
Baby.
Somebody Walk will ask billboard. You what that means.
Well, that's conversation starters for sure. Amen, Jack. Tina, still want to get in there? You have to unmute. Cowboy Dave, are you out there, brother? I mean, I know you're out there. Can you get in here? Well, he's working to get that in there. Pull this. Hang on a second. Kim's got her hand up. Go ahead, Kim.
Anybody that wants their information on my website, please directly send me your link. I would appreciate it.
Say that again, Kim. I'm sorry.
Anyone like Jack's organization or like Craig's organization that we just heard about, have them email me directly their link, and then I will get it on my website as well. See?
Gotcha. Cross-pollinization. Awesome. Cowboy Dave's trying to get in here on audio only. Do you see him there at all? Is there a number he can call? Because first of all, hang on. Let me get it here. I'm going to call Cowboy Dave. Although my sound's not real strong.
Hello.
Can you guys, Kim, can you hear him? Say something, Dave.
Yeah, barely.
No, you're there. Do you guys hear him okay?
Yeah.
Hang on, Dave. We hear you. I'm trying to see if they can hear. Spencer says thumbs up.
Yes.
Good enough. It's on our end, Dave. It's not on your end. Spencer, pull up the Facebook page of Cowboy Dave Graham, who's down there. And friends, I want you to know we're really careful with your dollars, okay? We're really careful. But I knew that Dave was down in Swannanoa. He was down there. Been there since the thing hit. And he came home. He lives here in Newark, Ohio, just up from me, believe it or not. And we connected 6 months ago whenever the tornadoes hit out in western Ohio. That's where I met Dave. And he lives just 8 miles from me. I didn't even know it. Well, he's been down there ever since the whole thing got started. He came home. He had all of his stuff stolen when he came home. He's sleeping in a tent, locking his stuff in the tent, and it's all got stolen, although they were able to capture the guy. So, dumb me, I'm sitting around thinking, what the heck? And through Jeff Klein, we were able to get the new camper. The truck. Can you pull that picture up, Spencer? Picture of the truck so people will see. We showed it earlier. That green truck, Dave, that thing was full, and he drove it down to Swannanoa. He's down there on the ground now. He's going to be down there. Through Thanksgiving is next week, first of the year. And what we're going to do is we're going to go down and pick up that truck and bring it back up and fill it and take it back down, break it down. We're going to get drivers that are going to do that stuff because people are constantly gathering things that are going on. In addition, you wrote a check for $5,000 and put it in the hands of Dave Graham. So we are boots on the ground in the hands of people that are actually doing something with it. So, Dave, I'll shut up for a minute. Just give us a kind of the lowdown. Put it, put this Facebook page back up there, Spencer, if you could. Floor's yours, Dave. Go.
All right, you got me?
Yeah.
Very good. Good morning, everyone. I just want to give you an update real time. When I pulled into Swannanoa last night, and again, Swannanoa is between Black Mountain and Asheville, the hardest hit area. There was a man who immediately saw the truck come in and come over the lot. This man lost his girlfriend in the vehicle behind him at the KOA campgrounds. He refused to get in his vehicle when the dam broke. And he watched in the rear mirror in horror.
Wow.
Her car was overtaken with a mudslide and tossed over, and she was gone. Anyway, this man came to me last night with tears in his eyes. He introduced me to his two twin daughters, who are adults, who came in from Michigan, because he's still sleeping in his flooded van in the parking lot of the Shell station with no seats or anything in it. He came with tears in his eyes. He said, "Cowboy, I didn't think you were coming back."
Mm.
So what Pass the Salt has done is provide the tools and the resources that I could not get because it's such a, it was basically the devil is alive and God reigns, but the theft and the pilfering and just the insecurities have been relieved through Pass the Salt Ministries. And I'm not saying that to promote Pass the Salt. I'm saying that to promote Jesus through Pass the Salt. But today I'll be meeting with the detective, getting most of the stuff that was stolen back, plus what the Lord feels needs to be repaid beyond that. And those resources will go directly to the people here along the river that set up tent cities. There's lanterns showing on the other side of the river. I'm right there now. And they're waking up this morning with their dogs and their kids out on the rocks. But one last thing I want to share with you, Coach. This situation I was driving in last night, and the folks that had been in my camp while I went back to Ohio told me they had went out yesterday and found a man who has basically bulldozed the top of a mountain about a mile square area. And he's got that ready for pads. For temporary housing, small housing, tiny homes, campers, tents, whatever. So there's going to be a village developing. This is going to make me emotional, Coach, because you know how we prayed for this.
Yeah.
He said, Dave, he said, well, I understand with what you've got going past the souls that you're going to have the ability for that truck to just run shuttle back and forth. And this man asked this representative yesterday, I've got his phone number to contact him today. He said, could you all bring that shuttle right here and help me establish this camp? I hope to host at least 16 different residences for different houses, tents. I hope to have up to 50.
Wow.
This man said, I assure you that these loads can come as close as we can get to the area. And we can provide for those kids a Christmas and warmth and tents and cots. And these folks are overlooked. They still, they got their initial emergency supplies from the military and from the National Guard, but they still do not even have cots. So this is a beautiful thing. It goes hand in glove with what the people listening and the people watching are wanting to do. And that is they're wanting to make a difference. They're wanting to connect personally with the people that really need the resources, not someone that needs a second or third or fourth generator or a second or a third or a fourth sleeping bag. There's still unreached people. The depression here, I posted something this morning, Coach, that was firsthand from a survivor who's dealing with survivor's guilt.
We have it right up on the screen right now. Do you want me to read that, Dave?
If the folks would read that, we'll be setting up a stop and talk, which is like a post-traumatic stress. Bring your cares. We share with them Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. But we'll see hundreds and hundreds of people come to Christ in saving faith and walk with Christ in lordship and the future of this community, all because of the combination of the true body of Christ.
So, Dave, I'm going to read this. This is Friends of Swannanoa. I tried to figure out how to post anonymously, but I can't figure it out. So I'm just going to say it. Is anyone else dealing with survivor's guilt? My family goes to bed at night and I have a chance to let my guard down. I just cry for hours. I cry for all of us. I feel like I have to wear a smile and act as if life is normal, but it's not. I'm in my own home and nothing is the same. My heart is broken. Broken for my community, broken for my family, broken for all of us. It's hard to even make myself do normal chores around my house. I really don't think that most people outside of Western North Carolina understand the mental toll this is taking on all of us. I know the volunteers coming in from out of town to help probably understand, but I just feel so lost in all of this. I'm really having a hard time. Am I alone in feeling this way? I just feel the pain of the lives lost. The business lost, the homes lost, the family suffering. It's really hard. Wow. Huh. That's the reality of it, isn't it, Dave?
It is. And that's what this next phase of the ministry of Hearts Heard and of Pass the Salt will do. Of course, Jesus said, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you without clothes? When did we see you without lodging? And we're taking care of those things. But the true ministry is in the hearts of people. And everybody understands a broken heart. There's no language barrier. There's no political differences. There's no talk of the election. There's no talk of denominations and churches. Broken heart is broken hearted. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. And we're going to watch you move in a powerful way.
And Dave, you're committed to being down there how long?
Through the first of the year, but my wife and I both went in agreement before I left last night. She anointed me with oil and prayed over me. And she came up from that prayer. She said, basically traveling, this is going to be your commitment. I can sense it.
It's kind of what you do, isn't it, Dave? Kind of what?
It's why I bent my knee in the Licking County Jail in 1991 and gave you my life. I realized I'd be a domestic missionary.
Wow. So folks, you can give directly to Dave if you want to. Dave, what is the website, Dave? Or is it just on the Facebook, bro? I looked this morning.
We've had with our tech issues some issues, but it's Hearts Hurt, and again, pluralheartshurt.com. But we're having some difficulties. I've got to get my people to look at it. But the Facebook is Hearts Hurt. And then at Cowboy Dave, but it's real easy. If people want to give directly rather than through Pass the Salt, it doesn't matter to me.
We'll get it, folks. We'll get him the money. If you give it here, we'll get him the money.
740-924-5113 is the text to give line. And they just text the word give and it follows them to the prompt. 740-924-5113. But what I really ask for is your prayers, folks. That you would pray without ceasing, that even when the elections come up, even though there's all these other great ministries that I want to support also that I've heard about since I've connected with Pass the Salt, because we believe we're supposed to support ministries too. If you can't give, pray. If you can pray, pray. If you can't do anything, if you can't travel, pray. Make it a point to pray for the people here, not for me, but for the people here, that they'll have the courage to come down out of the mountains and talk where they can hear about the hope of Jesus.
Folks, do you think all of you could right now, can you think of 10 people that you could go to get them to give $100, $1,000? That you be responsible, you getting 10 people to give $100. And if 20 people did that, you understand that's $20,000. You understand how quickly this can multiply, and we'll be able to feed this guy down here, not just food, but keep, man, we can't muzzle the ox, friends. We can't muzzle the ox. Hey, Dave, the great thing is down there, FEMA ain't nowhere to be found, are they, brother? Those good old boys down there, they don't want FEMA.
I've been here since day 5, except for the exception of coming back to Ohio. And I've seen FEMA truck once. I have not talked to a single victim that has seen FEMA. The ones that have applied for the $750, I haven't heard a person yet that was not denied. For $750. And these folks, I told Coach, there's a vehicle comes to the Shell station every morning. It's a mom with her dog, and she's driving on all four rims, not tires or flat, rims. And the reason why is because these are proud people. So any help that can be given, I cover my own expenses. I don't pay for a mortgage. I don't stay in a hotel. I do the best I can to live a simplistic life to honor the people. So that's why originally Coach talked about me being in a tent. The reason why is because 50 feet away from me on the other side of the riverbank, there's families living in tents. And if they're in a tent, I'm in a tent. If I'm in a hurricane and people's windows are blown out of their cars and they're sleeping in them, I roll my windows down on my truck when they're asleep. I try my best to go with the people, and God honors it. But I'm just so excited to be no longer just by myself out here, but to be connected with the body of Christ.
Amen, Dave. we're not going to, folks, look at me. You promise with me, we're not going to muzzle the ox, baby. We're not going to muzzle the ox. A workman is worthy of his wages. But I'm telling you this, he ain't taking no wages. But he's given up his life. He's been away from his home. He will be away from his wife until at least the first of the year. And then he'll go back.
And 30 years, Coach.
What's that?
We've been married 30 years. It isn't like we got a rocky marriage.
I got you, man. God bless you, Dave.
Thank you, Coach, for the time.
Yeah, now thank you, brother. And hey, Dave, it's my hope. Jeff's working on, Jeff's coming up next year. Jeff's working on your camper. And it'd be my hope that maybe we can try to get that down to you at least by the first of the week so you can live in luxury, brother. God bless you, Dave.
And God bless you guys too. Thank you, America.
Bye-bye. Wow, huh? Wow. There are still heroes in America, friends. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, I'll say this. All the people we meet through our groups and things we've done, it just always blows my mind. Every 6 months you meet somebody new. The old Cowboy Dave, you told me about him, and I thought, who is this guy? He heard that I was filling that truck, putting stuff in that truck, and I had a mess in that garage. Man, people were dumping stuff. And he came back into Ohio. First thing he did was drove straight to that garage. He started looking, and he sat down and starts telling me about the crap he's been through. And I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, who is this guy? A big, tough, burly guy, and he's just full of energy. Just round like an eight-day clock. And he helps me finish loading that truck. And all he kept saying, wow, brother, wow. He said, God is good. He's just going on and on and on. I couldn't even hardly talk. He just was rambling. And then to see him, that truck was only maybe half loaded that day. He left, and he come back. When we got a hold of him and told him the truck is full, it's ready to go, and he come back there, and he walks around in boots and his jeans, his cowboy hat. He's a tough guy. I really like him. And I watched him step up on the back bumper of that truck and look in that truck, and he told his wife, honey, he said, get up here. He looked over top of that stuff, and he just stood there and cried.
Yep.
Crying tears. Tough guy.
Not stuff for him, Jeff. Stuff he's going to be able to deliver to others.
That's all he talked about, is all the people that are going to get this. He said they are going to be overwhelmed with this stuff. He just, you know, but it's just another one we meet along the way, out and about. It's just thanks, Coach.
Amen. Amen. Jeff, folks, I'm going to tell you something. That boy right there, Jeff Klein, he's the Energizer Bunny. He's doing more stuff than you will ever know and doesn't want any attention or anything for him. Appreciate you, Jeff. By the way, can you pull that picture back up of the truck? Jeff got this truck for us. Folks, do you have any idea what it costs to rent one of these trucks to drive it down there? You have any idea the finances to go out on it? And now we own this truck. We own it.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. Remember, you told me that day, I said, I can get that truck, X amount of dollars. You said, get it. Well, I turned it down the first day I had it there. I said, no, take it out of here. We don't need it. They left. And that next day you called me, or that day you called me and said, oh, get that truck. I write a check for it. I said, all right, let me get a hold of him. And I didn't tell you at that point. I said, no. And all of a sudden I called him back right after that. Them two boys that sold me that truck, they said, oh, we already sold it. And they told me, they sold it to two black guys up in Cleveland, and they had it for like 2 days, and they thought they might have run drugs in it or did something illegal in it. And then they called them up and said, hey, we don't want this truck no more. So they bought it back, and I said, do not sell that truck again. I said, we're taking it. And you said that day, and I told you the other day, you said, that really happened? I said, oh, yeah.
You understand that, folks? They had sold the truck to somebody else, and then the guys decided they didn't want it and gave it back to them, and we were able to get it, man. So, I mean. Jeff, you've done some great stuff up there for sure, brother. Appreciate you. Mary Beth.
I heard a post about the FEMA $750 that people, even if they were going to give it, don't take it. This guy said that they take it, then they, if they don't pay it back within a year, they'll seize their property. That's what they said.
Amen. So amen. Hey, folks, look, there's a lot of stuff I didn't get into. Randy did something remarkable yesterday, and I wanted him to talk about it. But he, do you know this? You know, he and was it two buddies out, or one buddy, whatever, jumped on a plane from Oklahoma, and they flew into Tennessee to stake. You ain't going to believe what they staked. And then flew home last night, so he's probably catching up on his sleep. We're going to give him a chance to talk about what it is that he did. And I can't tell you just enough. I can think of what Mel Harrison's doing with the Liberty Action Network. I think up there, it's just everywhere. People are doing things that we don't even know what's about. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of with what's going on here. I look at what Ray LeBlanc's doing up there, how he grabbed the bull by the horns, and he said, I have a call on my life, and I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to work. And I'm seeing it happen in places that you don't even know. Little men, not ministries, call them whatever you want to. People popping up and for the first time in their life, engaging their faith. Engage J.R. Harrison and the Natural Family and how hard he's working towards that. All of these folks, these are all, is it a lobster legs? Well, I mean, not lobster, but octopus legs, all connected. Huh? Finally, for the first time, we're beginning to work together. I'm gonna wrap up here this morning with try to join us tonight. Try to join us tonight for the prayer vigil. I'm gonna tell you something. You'll be blessed for it. You'll be blessed. You will be blessed to hear men. That's unusual, huh? Praying for the nation. Understanding the importance of that. We were on for about 45 minutes last night. And we're going to do it tonight. Come on, tonight's Halloween. Halloween tonight. Let's go to war against Halloween. But I closed last night, again, a tip of the cap for Ray for getting this thing going and Chad coming in and being the moderator and all this stuff that's going on. But we closed last night with this song that I want to close this morning with as well. What's it going to be like? You know, Bible says that we're going to throw our crowns at his feet. What are the crowns? What are the crowns? Some people say they're souls. Some people say there'll be personal sacrifices, whatever you did. You have to understand this, that you are going to stand before the Lord. And what are you going to throw at his feet? And they've told us forever and ever and ever in Christianity that it's not about works. It's not about works. The Bible says you shall know them by their works, right? And what does Jesus say when you stand at the great white throne judgment? People are going to be judged out of the books. And what's in the books? The works. You don't work your way into heaven, but the fact that you're connected with heaven ought to produce works. That's what we're proud about that we do here. So I want to close with this powerful song. I want to be more like you. Go ahead and play that, Spence.
I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel you work through. I want to be more like you. Sing it with me, sir. I want to be more like you.
Wow. Amen. See you tomorrow.